On the line right now, a special treat for me and for you, I believe, would be a great deal that I get to introduce Jim Cuddy and sons. Jim Cuddy, his son Devin, his other son Sam. They are all playing a show together at the Mackay Room, Cinevex Campus, September 16th. It's a Saturday night. Tickets are available right now. But before we get into that, welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Hello. Nice to be here.
This is the best thing because I've never had three artists on at the same time. So we're going to try and do, and without being able to have visual cues because they're all on the phone, I'm going to try and do this one by one. Okay. So first of all, I'm going to start with Jim. Jim, this has got to be a big thing to play with your two boys.
That's an understatement. We've done a lot of fundraising charity work together. We do this thing for Canada. This Great Christian Party raises money for athletes and raises money for music in schools, and we do traveling, and we curate the music and do a lot of playing together. And we just decided that it'd be fun to try to take it into some rooms, and you know, both the boys have records and a number of songs, and just to have it be a presentation of the songs we've written, how we play together, and most importantly for me, Scott, is that I get to play solo lead guitar because I'm the only guitarist that will solo. Sam won't do it. And nobody in Blue Rodeo ever points to me and says, "Take one, Jim." So this is going to be very exciting.
You bring up the band, the big band, the Blue Rodeo, that people, if they don't know for whatever reason, Jim Cuddy, one of the lead guys when it comes to Blue Rodeo. When you do a show with your two boys, and I bring this now to Devin, when you do a show with your dad, and you do, I'm assuming you do a Blue Rodeo song or two within the show. What's it like to do that beside, because your father really, and I'm going to use this word, is a Canadian legend at this point.
Oh, it's a big thrill, you know, to see the way those songs kind of affect people in all the multitude of ways is very thrilling and inspiring as kind of a up-and-coming artist as well. And so that is something that never gets old for us.
Now, Sam, when you're playing with Dad, right? And to you, I'm assuming Dad has always just been Dad. He's not Jim Cuddy of Blue Rodeo. He's just Dad. Does that play in your mind at all that your dad is Jim Cuddy?
Well, I guess kind of more so when we do these when we're in a professional setting. I think that's the difference. It's like normally, yes, he's Dad. But in a professional setting, he's more Jim. Not that he's not Dad. It just sometimes seems funny when you're talking to people in professional, like, Dad did this. It's easier to say Jim. So, I mean, we do find that divide because, you know, like to take it professionally, too. So, you know, it's a fun mix because you remember that. You're up there doing your job, having fun. Then you remember, oh, yeah. This is my family. This is fun. Like right. My real family.
This is kind of the thing, right? Like, I'm curious of the family dynamic in this. Jim, I go back to you. Have you ever had to parent your children on a stage?
No. In fact, I was thinking as they were talking that I've kind of lost my dad's status. I've become Jim to both of them. And sometimes I say, you could call me Dad occasionally.
Yeah.
I did work hard for that designation. But I think that, no, you know, I think I realized, but like, their mother is an artist, and she's an actor and director, et cetera. And so I think we both realized early on that we were not going to participate in the path they chose, that they were going to do it on their own, which was the best way to do it. And for me specifically, things have changed dramatically in the music business. So I don't necessarily give professional guidance. I think that we have an accepted professional ethos. The way we act and the way we present ourselves on stage, I think that we all accept that. And then how can you parent men in their 30s? You know, there's nothing to do.
You can still send them to their room, Jim. You can still send them to their room.
I think, go to your motel room now.
So when it comes to the fact that, Devin, you've got your own band, the Devin Cuddy Band. Sam, you've got Sam Apolli and the Old Tomorrows. Do you take those songs and play them with Dad then?
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll each kind of have our own handful of songs and rotate through and all play together. in them and kind of build a show around that idea.
And this show, we're talking about September 16th, the Mackay Room, St. Evex Campus. It's a Saturday night. Tickets are available, by the way, at jimcuddy.com. You can get your tickets there and go check out the show. Now, this is an Eastern Canada tour through September for you guys. And I know Jim, you've been playing with the Jim Cuddy Band. You've also played with the Blue Rodeo Band. How different is it to play as a trio with your two boys?
Well, each of those entities is different. You know, Blue Rodeo is the bigger entity and plays bigger shows, and there's a whole lot more infrastructure that goes into that. Jim Cuddy Band is a little bit more wash and wear. I think with the boys, we do a lot of entertaining, and I think with this one, we'll be more like a songwriter circle. I think it'll be more of a presentation of the songs that we've written. And I think that's what's exciting for me, because I think the boys have written some really fine songs, and I like playing on them and singing on them, and of course soloing in them, as we've already seen. But I like that they're presenting these songs to people, so people get to know them in a way. You know, they did a tour with my band, and they came on and did a bunch of songs with the band, and that's one way of getting to know. But that's just a slice. This way, they get to present their songs, they get to talk about them, and people get to know them as artists a lot more intently.
When you're bringing three different bands together from three different sort of front men, I'll say that, I'll use that word. How long of a show are people looking to see? Like, if you're bringing three bands together and three catalogs of music, there's got to be like a time length to this.
Yeah, it's a 3-hour show, Scott.
What?
We'll just do the normal, you know, we'll just go back and forth. And I would say everybody's famous for the 90-minute mark. And then you just see whether that's working, what you should do. But I mean, we also have a lot of entertaining songs, so we can sort of do the intense listen to me stuff for an hour, and then we can just have some fun. I think that's probably the way it'll go. Don't you think so, boys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the East Coast, you always have to end every show with a little East Coast party vibe. So give people what they came for, you know?
Is that Sam? Sam, was that you that said East Coast party vibe? Okay, what to you is it? Because you're a gentleman who was born and raised in Ontario, correct?
Yes.
What's an East Coast party vibe for you then as someone from Ontario?
People out East really like music, like actually.
Yeah.
Not people in Ontario. Some people in Ontario like music. Some like the idea of music. Some like the night out that's involved. People on the East Coast like music. They like instrumentation. They like the lyrics. They like music. And they like a good time. So those are kind of perfectly mixed together. There are people that dance, which is always fun. Sometimes people in Ontario are a bit too shyish to dance, maybe. Not in the East Coast. So it's always a good time. And then mix that with some of the kindest people in Canada. Perfect recipe right there.
You're also going to be on St. Evex Campus, which St. Evex has been voted one of the biggest party schools of of the country. And
that
school's back
well.
In by the time you get here September 16th. I'm just saying. I know I hate using that term, but I'm just saying. So, Devin, I want to come to you for a second, because just about everybody in the country would know a Blue Rodeo song, right? But they might not know a Devin Cuddy song. How would you describe your own music for people that haven't heard of Devin Cuddy yet?
Well, we kind of play a blend of roots is this kind of umbrella term that is all encompassing, but it's kind of like a blues and pseudo jazz country mix. A lot of older influences, and I lead with the piano, so that a lot of New Orleans and blues centered stuff, and it's kind of wading a little more into rock version of that, but I would say that's blues and country is our thing.
Gotcha. Sam, what does Sam Pauly and the Old Tomorrows bring to the table?
We play like 50s, 60s, 70s style rock with old country as well. Kind of a blend. I find it a bit difficult to describe, mainly because I think I'm not very good at describing things.
Fair.
So that's my own music becomes difficult. But that's generally what I like to say. It's like of those eras, which you can imagine we kind of mix together, have influences a little more new rock and old rock and stuff you can get up and dance to.
Okay, I'm not going to leave you out here, Jim. How would you describe a Jim Cuddy song or a Blue Rodeo song?
Well, I think that, you know, yeah, really. I think that Blue Rodeo started as a kind of a neo-country roots band and then expanded into, you know, many other things. We have little kind of our faux jazzy moments, little bluesy moments. But I would say that my solo stuff is very much in the roots, confessional kind of songwriter vibe. I think that's, you know, when I'm writing, I'm usually writing some kind of story that somehow relates to me or my experiences. And I think that's more what we're, you know, Blue Rodeo is also a very strong instrumental band. We have really strong players. So sometimes the songs are a vehicle for that. In this setting, I think it's about songs that have meaning to the songwriter and how that's expressed to the audience. So I think that's more what my focus is going to be in this tour.
Talking to Jim Cuddy and his sons this morning, Devin and Sam, they're playing a show, Jim Cuddy and Sons, September 16th, Saturday night, September 16th, by the way, at the Mackay Room on St. Evex campus. You can get tickets if you want to go to the show. JimCuddy.com is where you're going to get tickets. Go online, get your tickets, and go to the show Saturday night, September 16th, at the Mackay Room, St. Evex campus. Now, when it comes down to the fact of this radio station, I'm going to play a Blue Rodeo song. Because I am right now, because I can. Jim, I'm going to say to you, of like the big hits. No, I'm going to take that back. Jim, I'm not going to talk to you. Sam, of the big hits. Now, you said you play 50s and 60s kind of vibe, right?
Yeah.
Of the big Blue Rodeo hits, what's your favorite song of your dad's that you like to play?
Oh, that's a hard one. I mean, there's always... oh no! This becomes hard if I remember the name.
Come on, you try real hard.
It Could Happen to You is fun because there's some like backup singing we sing.
Yeah.
One that I really like that I don't know if they play often, but I hear on the radio sometimes nowadays is How Long. That's an old one.
Nice.
I like that a lot.
I'll play it for you, Sam, right now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna play How Long from Blue Rodeo for Sam Pauly. His brother Devin and their dad Jim are playing at the St. Evex Campus Mackay Room September 16th. Get your tickets at jimcuddy.com. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for your time this morning.
That was a blast. Thanks a lot, Scott.
There's three of you saying thanks at the same time. It's How Long. Blue Rodeo from 101.5 The Hawk.
I hear you talking everywhere. Words on the loudspeaker singing in the air. Everywhere. And I remember the words you told me to. This town's full of losers trying to get a piece of you. You really think that's true? How long will it